أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كل المرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam, has made an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in the doctrine and the laws in the Quran. I advise you, as well as I advise myself, to first have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumu'ah Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Yeah, you have Aladina Aminu wa Amanu Bil Allahi Wal Rasulihi Wal Kitabil Ladi Nazala Ale Rasulihi Wa Kitabil Ladi Anzala Min Kablu Woman yakful billahi wa ma'aikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yaumi la kiri fakat Dollar Bahida. Salakallah with Deen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And the translation expression is as follows. O you who have believed. Believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book that He has sent down upon His Messenger and the scripture which He has sent before. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray. This is the 136th ayat of Surah 4, An-Nisa, in the Holy Quran. And we say, Salakallahu Adin, surely Allah speaks the truth. And today's khutbah title, inshallah, and it's still under the guidance, the umbrella of the Quran as an ideology. The title today is Believe and Then Believe Even More. Believe and then believe even more. In the report of hadiths, Jubal Ibn Mutam reported, Rally Line, who we were with the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and he said, do you not bear witness that there is no God but Allah without any partner, and that I am the messenger of Allah, and that the Quran has come from Allah? We said, of course. The prophet said, then rejoice, for one end of the Quran is in the hand of Allah, and the other is in your hands. So hold fast to it. Verily, he will never be ruined or led astray again. And the second report of Hadith, I think I got three of them. So the man came to the prophet, peace be upon him, and he said, O prophet, which deed is best? And the prophet answered, faith in Allah, belief in him, and jihad in his way. The man said, O messenger of Allah, I want something easier than that. And the prophet said, behave with tolerance and patience. And the man said, O messenger of Allah, I want something easier than that. And the prophet said, do not dispute Allah Almighty in anything he has decreed for us. And the last reporting, the prophet, peace be upon him, reported have said, obey me as long as I am here with you. You must hold firmly to the verses of Allah. Permit what they permit and forbid what they forbid. Now, I must admit, when I was making this schedule, I normally just look at Fridays. I you know, it's just a habit. I just look at Fridays, look at, you know, are there four, are there five, you know, from the state's standpoint of how we're going to set it up and conduct them, who's going to do what. And can you give me a glass, a cup of water? I mean, a bottle of water, please. Yeah, I'm getting a little cottonmouth already. SubhanAllah. So I did not realize that today was 9/11 when I made the schedule. So when I made the schedule, you know, and considering it now and during what this country is going through, you know, and has gone and what the country went through 19 years later today, it seems like we're in still some kind of drama. You know, the point I'm trying to make is that drama seems to go with the history of this country. It is this drama and living through the drama that is the essence of today's khutbah will be about, dealing with this drama. I think America in translation might mean drama. I don't know. Thank you, brother. So it's going to be what I'm dealing with today in the khutbah, inshallah. But something we need to be able to realize is that during it all, it has 9/11 in one way or the other, for good or bad, established us in our way of life. And I'm speaking in general, in one sense, but as for us as Muslims, it was on this day that our coming out into the mainstream happened. Okay, we may have been known. I'm not sitting there saying they didn't even know we was here. But my thing is, now all of a sudden we're mainstream. And it should in some way influence how we claim being Muslims. And I say that because on 9/11, if you happen to be named anything other than Jones or Washington, you all of a sudden was somebody of interest. Not necessarily, you know, and I do mean that in both ways, because yeah, they were not that everybody got rounded up, but a whole lot of people got rounded up. And even if you didn't do it, you know, get rounded up, you felt some people looked at you funny, you know, and it was sure that you felt like, oh, you have this name, you know, that's not a regular name. Where you from, you know? And our way of life was now on the evening news. It was on the front pages. It was a topic of conversation all over the country, all over the world. And the talk was of a hijacking of planes. But really, what happened on 9/11 was a hijacking of the face of al-Islam. That's what really happened. And I believe in some way, there are some that may have gave up this way of life over what they had to deal with during that time of this event. They couldn't handle it. Because it took courage to be able to face that and still claim what so many now felt was the biggest enemy in the world. And so what does this have to do with today's khutbah? Well, in preparation, I mean, picking the ayat, you know, being guided and pick the ayat and researching and doing what I do, you know, for khutbah, It had nothing to do with it. Nothing. It was not even, that's why I mentioned it. It was not on my radar. But, you know, and I mentioned this because it's important, you know. But when I was making notes yesterday about today's presentation of a kutbah, I soon realized it has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with it. That's why Allah is Al-Hadi, the best guy. Because when Allah says to us in the Quran, and of course, yes, I've used this numerous times, but don't blame me. It's the word of Allah. I don't decide, look at an ayah and say, oh, this ayah would be a little bit better if I put Yahayu Haleladina Aminu in front of it. That's not my decision. I don't have that power. And I've kept on this, not, you know, again, for my choosing, because Allah has guided me there. And we pray that my efforts to please Him are first and foremost. We pray His guide for His guidance. We seek help in delivering this kutbah. I mean, Allah says to us, Yahayu Haleladina Aminu. O you who have believed. So the Arabic is Aminu. Aminu. So when we look at this date, and some of us can remember that day just like it was actually 9/11 that day. I can remember everything about that day. And I have Imam Muhammad, the anniversary, you know, and of leaving this life was a couple of days ago. So he's been on my mind all week. And 9/11, I have a very, very private story about 9/11 with Imam Muhammad, you know. But I won't share it publicly. But one day, because I've been told and asked, you should share this because people would really, really like to know the history of what happened on 9/11 with Imam Muhammad traveling from Chicago to Washington and everything that happened that day and my involvement in that. So it's 9/11 to me, it sticks out, everything. I remember everything about that day. And what I remember is that how much was not known that day. But when we got to September 12th, we knew everything. We knew names, places, faces, bank account numbers, history. We knew everything the next day. You know, I'm just saying, you know, that seems kind of, you know, strange, you know. But hey. And I bring this up because when we look at, oh, you who have believed, Amenu, it's in the past tense. When we think about that day and every day since that day, we have to look at the days before, because if we're not at a point where we are so secure in what we believe, do you think we could have survived what they wanted to do to Muslims because of that day? And we as a whole and individuals were not at least some point solid in our belief. Solid enough to be able to say, you know, go and tell somebody, yeah, my name is Sahir. You know, yeah, you know, yes, I'm a Muslim. You know, you had to have some point of faith that made you secure enough in that faith. So that was a past tense faith. So just think, and then when we just think of our plight as the African American community, for us, as we like to be referred to more as Bilalian, if we're not secure inside of ourselves with some belief, how could we have survived all these years that we've been dealing with what we've been dealing with? There has to have been some faith, and I pray this is coming through with my point. It is the example of that day that it was a test of our faith. It was a test of our faith. Some didn't care if those who were accused of what was done, they were not Muslims. They're not real Muslims, because a real believer would not hurt innocent people. So we knew that they weren't Muslims, but they were being called Muslims. Now everyone else who calls themselves Muslims were now just like them in the scheme of things. And we know that there were those who knew that, there was some that knew that we weren't like that. We weren't like that, you know. This was me to the beginning of something that they could not see. They did not know what was going to happen. What they wanted to happen. But at that very point, it was the beginning of what they didn't see and what they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop because people now became aware of real Al-Islam. Because they went out, they bought books. They was all on the internet for what it was at that time, because technology wasn't as tough as it was right now. They had Muslims come talk. A whole lot more dialogue happened between Muslims and non-Muslims. You know, and what was definitely a tragedy in our history as a country turned out to be something that now has opened doors between faiths, between people that would never have even talked to each other. But for our community, most part it wasn't like that, because we have so many Christians in our families. Well, they already know, well, Robbie ain't like that. Robbie ain't going to be about nothing like that. He ain't going to do nothing like that. They already know who your character and who you are. They already know that that's not what you're about. They know where he, you know, them Muslims, they're not like that. We've had to have, you know, we've had to have had some faith already there in the works when all this went down, because if not, then it would have knocked all of what little faith we had out of us. We'd have been so terrified and so messed up that we would have been like, say, hey, you know what? I can't be involved in this. You know, there were some that were, you know, going and changing their names. You know, I remember being in the mall and I talked to some guy and I said, I looked at him and I said, well, where are you from? He said, Iran. And I looked at his badge. He had a kiosk. I looked at the badge. It said Sam. I said, I didn't know they named people Sam in Iran, you know. I said, well, you know, my name is Abdul Razak, you know. And I always get questioned, why do I go out the way to speak when I see Muslims somewhere and give them the greetings in stores wherever I'm at? Because, you know, if you have that faith secure enough, then you should not worry about who hears you, who sees you, you know. Now, I don't yell it. I don't yell down the aisle or nothing like that. But if we walk past each other, man, you know, they might not need them more 9 or 10 times. They don't think nobody else is Muslim but them anyway. So I say, As-salamu alaykum. You know? Alaykum as-salam. Yeah, okay, well, you know, hey, you want to answer for that, not me. But, you know, but it's that I'm not saying that I have more faith than anybody else because that's how I am, but I have enough faith to be secure to speak. You know, there's a quote that says, a man of courage is a man of faith. And I understand that there are some conditions that need to be caught. You need to have caution in. I understand that. I'm not sitting here just saying, let everybody know. I'm just saying. But even then, this being a past tense faith means that we have built up enough to realize that I'm not going to let nothing change the way I feel. Whatever I see on the news, whatever I hear about all this stuff, I'm not going to let that change how I feel. And this is what happens, you know. It is amenu. This is being in the past tense. It's a form four, so an action has already happened. It's already faith. But it says faith has already entered to your hearts. I'm gonna bring that up a little later too. So every 9/11, we should think about our faith, our belief. It is where we were. You know, where was it on that day? Has it gotten stronger? How did our faith that day carry us through what was going on? These are things we should think about. How does our faith today, in the midst of all this that's carrying us, going on around us, in the midst of all this, how is our faith today carrying us through this? We must be able to answer this, because when we look at our faith, as it is given to us in the Quran from Allah in this verse, this is a past tense. This is why the Quran is so important to us. It is with the Quran that our faith can have some definition for our lives. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. I got it, Lord, give us goodness life and give us good in the hereafter and protect us from the torment of the fire. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All right, we're going to roll downhill now. I didn't push the ball all the way up to the top of the hill. We're going to roll downhill now, inshallah. Believe and then believe even more. Now, again, it wasn't my intention to spend as much time on just that part of the ayat amenu. That wasn't the original intention of the past tense, but it was important for this date in retrospect. But in general, but for today's kibbutz, it was important that I talked about that, because it lays a good foundation for what comes behind it. And I believe the whole ayat is important. Now, Allah then says to us, now we started off with, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Where we at? Right? Then we go, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Aminu billahi. All right? Billahi rasulihi. All right? It's important. Believe in Allah and His messenger, and the book that He sent down upon His messenger, and the scripture which was sent before. Now, after establishing that Allah is addressing believers, those with a strong faith, now he has said, Aminu. So for the basic understanding, he's saying the same thing as Amenu. It's the same root word, comes from the same, has the same meanings, but in the grammar is different. Let's look at this. It means to trust, right? If we already are believers, why would Allah tell us to believe in Allah? Why would Allah say, I'm addressing the believers, you know? So it's like I'm addressing the Falcons. Falcons, be Falcons. Well, they already Falcons, right? If you're believers, but now, you know, Allah has a reason for everything. Why would Allah tell the believers, if we already trust Allah, you know, to believe in Allah? Why would He say, you know, trust Allah? Because just like we learned 19 years ago, your faith, your trust, your belief is only as good as it is right when you need it the most. When we say trust Allah, what does that mean? Right? He's El Wakil. He's the manager of our affairs. But do we trust Him to be that for us? Have we given all our trust, all our reliance on Allah? Trust means faith, but trust means firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When we look at this date, look at what is going on, and we look at what's going on in the world, when we see that elected leaders are failing to be reliable, the only thing we have that have a firm belief in, it should be Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. Trust means truth. El-Haq. Allah is El-Haq, the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality. When you look at this life and how so much fails to live up to the hype, how many people, you know, have been let down because they put their trust in the wrong place. This is the reality of what is going on now in this world, especially in this country. So many have trusted something that was false to begin with. And Allah says in the Quran, after the matter has finally been decided, Satan will say, surely whatever Allah promised you was true. And as for me, I went back on my promise I made to you. This is what's happening to them right now, brothers and sisters. Please listen. In our lives, you must be able to find your own reality when it comes to the truth and belief in Allah. It's not for anybody else. How you believe and how you trust Allah is strictly for you. You can't worry about if somebody wonders, I mean, no way, that ain't that. You can't worry about that. Nothing else can compare. Nothing else can hold up like that truth that Allah is. But it's going to take you doing what Allah commands us to do. See, that is what Aminu is. Aminu is a command. It's a command from Allah. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. If you are a believer, it is a command. And if you have claimed to be a believer, and if you say you have your faith is strong enough, deep enough, that Allah is commanding you to believe in the truth that He is. And this is in an order to a believer. And I really need to go into this where it says, also says the Aminu,
Aminu is to believe in the messenger too. That's a command too. Because when I hear when I think about that statement, believe in Allah and believe in His messenger, the first thing I think of is shahadatain, the shahada. Ashhadu la ilaha illallahu la ismallah. Ashhadu la ilaha, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Right? There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. I bear witness. Our opening declaration that our belief in Allah is the only God and that Muhammad is His messenger. And I mentioned courage earlier. You know, it took courage to get up in front of, most of the time, strangers. You know, I may have knew of the couple of brothers that I was in the masjid with. But I didn't have no family there. Day before I got married, I didn't have anything to this, you know. So I was basically in front of people I didn't know. And that happens for most of us. When we go up and we stand up and we want to take the shahada thing, we don't really know them. You know, so that took courage. That took courage to finally be able to say, okay, I'm ready to do this. Then we turn around, and now you even need more courage when you're going to go home and tell your mama. You're going to tell your brothers, your uncles, your friends. And they expecting you to go out that night. They say, man, what you talking about? You ain't got five on this? What you mean? What? That takes courage. Because you're going to lose some people. That don't mean you love them less, but you're going to lose some people. Because they don't have that courage. Not to necessarily be Muslim, but to be say, well, you know what? I believe in God as much as you do, so I'm with you. I have a couple of friends like that. And as we grown up, I've seen that they have, their faith is strong. Their faith is strong now. And it's like, you know, and I'm like, I remember back when we weren't thinking about nothing, you know. There had to be enough faith there. And courage, you know, courage means faith, right? There had to be enough belief there. Enough of the truth for us to openly state that I bear witness to this. Allah says in the Quran, we have made you a just community that you will bear witnesses over the people and the messenger will bear witness over you. This is accountability. There's accountability in that. When we bear witness and I shall have attained, we're going on faith. Something inside of us, in our spirits, in our thoughts was strong enough that we decided that this is what I want to do. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to live by. It was an intelligent decision. This was not a physical decision. Other than we used our mouths. But it was our minds that made the decision with our soul and our hearts all having that input. It was an educated decision. Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that in this religion, it is not conversion. It is shahada. It means I thought about it. My intelligence accepts it. It is sane, sound, reasonable, rational, so I accept it. You know, our belief is inside of us. It is the motivation for our actions. And the Imam also said this. He said, our shahada is to be seen. You know, who heard your shahada? The people that heard your shahada, I'm stopping the quote right now. Let me finish the quote first. Our shahada is to be seen. Who heard your shahada? Who witnessed your shahada? After you said with your mouth, your behavior should be la ilaha. So everybody that was there for my shahada, and you'd be surprised when if I told you some of the people that was there and who gave me my shahada. But yeah, I know I'm still in touch with quite a few of them because I got to know them better. But how many of us were somewhere and take the shahada and we don't even know where none of them are at? We may know where the resident imam is like that, but we don't know where none of them is at. So the whole point of it is they heard it, they witnessed it. But now can somebody see it? Our behavior should reflect that there is no God but Allah. Not that we're against any other faith. This is not the point of this. Because later in his ayat, he addresses that. And in the Quran, he addresses that. But our actions should reflect that we have no problem with our belief in Allah. We have no problems in our belief in the messenger of Allah. And the book which Allah sent down to his messenger, the Quran. and the scriptures before. All of this is the basis of why Allah is telling us that, okay, since you have believed, now here it is. Believe then, and then believe some more. Believe even more. Okay, you say you believe, now I need you to believe. You need to go even deeper into this belief. Out of faith, I am in you. It's, you know, that's not the root word, but it's the word used in the law by this ayat. In the root, there's a meaning of safety. You know, we seek in times of trouble, we seek safety. In times of uncertainty, like we're facing now, like we faced in the past, 9/11, like we faced for over 400 years. You know, not just major events, but all the times we needed to feel like how can we get through this? Yes, you said there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. You said this. But like the Imam said, now your behavior should start to say it. Your behavior should start to say it. At some point, your behavior should say it so loud that people would notice something and say something's different about them. You know, something don't seem right. You're different. You're not like everybody else in the break room. You know, they should see the difference. People who barely know you will come up to you and say, you know, I feel a presence in you. There's something about you. This happens. And one way it begins is by having that trust and that belief and that faith in Allah, Muhammad, and the Quran. Now let me bring this up. It was reported that the man came to the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O messenger of Allah, I recite the Quran, but I do not find that my heart understands it. And the Prophet replied, verily your heart is filled with faith, and faith is given to the servant before the Quran. Will Allah say that you have not yet believed, but your faith has entered your hearts? Because even before you start understanding the Quran, faith is so much inside of you, it should be, that it's inside of you so deep that you know this is Allah's word, that you want to be able to understand this for you, that you even start questioning, I can't get it. I don't seem like it. That don't mean you're not getting it. Allah's giving it to you. But your faith should be at a point where, like the Prophet said, the faith is given to the servant first before he gives you the Quran. Why? I mean, it's simple logic. Why would you give the Quran? It's like giving somebody the car keys before you put them in a driving class. You ain't ready to drive this vehicle of a believer yet until you believe that you're a believer. You know, so I'm not giving you my car keys so we get you out on the road. Can you drive? You're not taking the keys. So when I keep going over and over saying that the Quran is an ideology, it is something that comes from not just reading it. It comes from the fact that knowing it is the word of Allah given to you. Understand that. The Quran is given to you. It is a revelation for all of humanity. That doesn't exclude anybody. As terrible as they may be, it doesn't exclude them. But how Allah reveals it to you is going to be your own Quran. The words won't be different from anybody else's, but how they move you, how they affect you will be different. As if we take what Muhammad sallallahu has said, that our hearts, our souls, brothers and sisters, that is what is filled with faith. When we took that shahada, most of us didn't know anything. And you know, I'm willing to say, you know, I knew very little. I had read African American Genesis. I think I had went to one lecture, but I didn't know nothing. And I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it, but I knew how I felt. We all knew how we felt. We knew what we believed, and that is now what Allah is telling us, that not only believe that way about me and his message, but believe that way about the Kitab, the Quran. And yes, we accept other scriptures that were sent by Allah to other prophets, alayhi salam. and we make no distinction between any of them, and as we're told in this Quran. This is what Allah is telling us to believe, that there is something for you if you have enough faith. I command you to believe even more. How many times has it happened that those who say they believe, but they do not really believe in what they are supposed to believe? And this is Quran. Allah tells us that in the Quran. Oh yeah, they all good with you. But then when they go back to their secret circles, they don't believe. You know, a man came to the prophet, peace be upon him, he said, "O prophet, which deed is best?" And the prophet said, "Faith in Allah, belief in him, and jihad in his way." Faith in Allah and belief in him. Now, without going into the Arabic of the reported hadith, I can use what is best in terms of if a hadith is sound or not, right? If a hadith is sound or not, the first thing you want to do is can you find it in the Quran, right? So if Allah says to us, "O you who have believed, believe in Allah and his messenger," and the Quran, we know the ayat, right? And the prophet, peace be upon him, said the best deed is to have faith in Allah, belief in Allah, amanu, and belief in him, aminu. Oh Allah, I pray this is connected. When the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and jihad in his way, remember this date. Remember this date. This is the date that jihad made its way to everybody's mouth, where it became the household word. Jihad, in the way we understand jihad, and we've been taught jihad, is not going to hurt others. It is the struggle within our own selves to keep the bad influences, the bad thoughts away from us, so we remain obedient to Allah. You know, trusting the wrong people is a bad influence. This is the story of Adam, alayhi salam. Don't trust bad people. We ought to trust Allah first, then his messenger. And we're not, and so we ought to trust the word of Allah in the Quran. And how do we know that trusting the wrong people or having bad influences are against what our true faith should be? "Verily, they who are conscious of God bethink themselves whenever any dark suggestion of Shaitan touches them, whereupon, lo, they begin to see clearly." A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Whenever something comes across us that we know, it just, that ain't, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Get up off of me. Get up off of me. This is what jihad is. That we cannot just say we believe, but we can see it. But when we say it, we go into the action of believing. My goal was not to do the whole ayat, you know, anyway. I knew I couldn't do this whole ayat. It was just too rich. And I knew that it would be, you know, something that couldn't be done in just one ayat. And especially since I don't talk for hours, but I know y'all sitting there saying, "Well, you talking long enough." But the goal was for us to realize that, yes, that was one step. Now Allah is saying, now take another step. This is the significance and understanding of when we look at the mustaqim, we look at the sabil Allah, their directions that put us in the right direction. He does not say stand on it. We have to walk on it. That's the whole point of that. We have to move. We have to move. Believe and then believe even more. Our faith does not just sit there. It is to be stretched. It is to be moved. It is to be expanded. Once we have decided that we believe, now we have to go into what we believe. We have to believe in the greatness of the creator of everything. Can you trust yourself with that thought? Are you really ready to place your whole life in the hands of something that you can't physically see? See, this is what bothers people. They need proof, right? Again, in the Quran. But they had asked Moses, greater than that, and said, "Show us Allah outright." Allah does not say, "Look at me." He says, "You can see me in my works." For us, faith we can, for us of faith, we can see the works. Were we not lost and now we're found in the wilderness of North America? Right? Were we an orphan and he found us? Have we got through so much that it was only Allah that could save us? Have you ever talked to somebody that's close to you and they just say, you know, I wish I could do something for you? They really wish they could do something for you, but they were helpless. But you got through it? That was Allah. If our minds cannot truly perceive Allah in his wholeness, then this is why our belief in him should be getting stronger. Because we should be saying, well, how can I get as much of an understanding of Allah as I can? That's what faith is about. Because what we cannot explain is how Allah works. How I was not even thinking about Allah, like about Al-Islam like I do now. There was a point in time where I wasn't thinking about Al-Islam like I do now. It doesn't leave my mind. And there was a point in time I didn't even know it existed. You know, how that veil of innocence was over my heart. But once he removed that veil, then I saw what I was seeking was answered. What I was missing was answered. This is for all of us. No one is here in any faith, because they're doing God a favor, right? Allah addressed this. He says, do not count your Islam as a favor to me, but as a favor to you. And that's something I say every Friday. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. If we believe that, then we have to believe that Allah is even more. We have to believe in Allah even more. Not an option. Not an option. A command. He has given us everything for our life. That is what the purpose of revealing something to mankind is for. You know, Allah did not have to reveal he is Allah to us. He could have just did something to us and we would have been like, as it says in the Quran, we could have woke up on our backs. We'd have said, yeah. He's Allah, and it'd been too late. He could have shown us any time he wanted to, but to show us his mercy, to show us his forgiveness, to show us his ability to guide, then he revealed to us that we should not just believe in words, but now believe in the action of belief. The prophet is reported to have said, obey me as long as I am here. You must hold firmly to the verses of Allah. Permit what they permit and forbid what they forbid. If we have been given the best example of how to believe in Allah, in Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us to learn how exactly to do that, then we have to be willing to hold tight to the Quran. Never let go. The verses of Allah. Also the signs of Allah. This means his book. This means his creation. The creation, because in his book will give us the ability to see the signs in the creation, to see the works of Allah. Allah says that when the day is done and the time to reckon, that the creation will be scrolled up in the book. Does he say that in the Quran? And he said, so what is that telling us? Do not let the shaitan limit our capacity to think. The aql is our best gift. It has led us to believe in this way of life. It will lead us to the further belief in Allah, his messenger, and the Quran. And as I close with these thoughts, the prophet reported to have said, peace and blessings be upon him, do you not bear witness that there is no God but Allah without any partner, and that I am the messenger of Allah, and that the Quran has come from Allah? And he said, and then they said, yes, we, of course. And the prophet said, rejoice in one, for one hand of the Quran is in the hand of Allah, and the other hand is in your hands. The other is in your hands. So hold fast to it. Verily, he will never be ruined or led astray ever again. Can you grasp that? You know, it's like when we would sit in our parents' lap and they would read to us. We'll hold the book. They hold the book. And I'm not minimizing Allah. I'm just using an example for us to get the picture. That one of the Quran is held by him and we hold the other end. And when we run into situations that we need help in understanding, we run into situations that we can't seem to figure this out,
Allah will be there to give us that better understanding, the best of teachers. He will be there to help us what's troubling us. We have bear witness that there is just one God and Muhammad is his messenger. We have declared that we believe in his book, his angels, all of the scriptures that he has sent down without a touch of man on them. With the unadulterated scriptures and the last days, the prophets. You know, the last days is more than just, you know, fires and plagues. Maybe. Maybe I need to rethink that then. Maybe, you know, why, you know, because I mean, there's parts of our country on fire.
Yes, indeed.
We're living with a plague.
Yes, indeed.
And we pray for all those who are affected by these events. And again, more events, more drama. Brothers and sisters, the best reality and the only reality is Allah. And the ayat ends, and whoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messenger in the last day has certainly gone far astray. You know, there's much to be said about that, but inshallah, we can be closer to understanding what the last days are, understanding the importance of our belief in whatever we're going through. And if we cannot do that, then we are straying away far. This is why not just claiming al-Islam is important, but living it, trusting it, growing it, believing in it is so important. You know, I believe and I believe in Allah. I believe and I believe in his messenger. I believe and I believe in his Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, believe and then believe even more. Now, inshallah, I have given something a benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I'm responsible for, because I'm only human and Allah is Akbar. I thank you for your patience. And it was not my intention to go this long today, but Allah is the best knower. Real quick, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa kina adha binar. Rabbana taqaba minna innika as-sami olim. Rabbana la tazi kalubana badaytana wa hab minna la dunkla rakmatanik wa hab. Ameen.